On this Tuesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report, time to talk with Don Day of Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming, about the weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Don, let's start with the Midwest and maybe someplace closer to you than I am. There has been some concern about Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, and the dryness and the heat that has taken place and last week. Will they find any rainfall in the near future?
They should. In fact, and they're also going to see some relief from the heat. As we've seen for the summer so far, every time we start to build up a lot of hot weather, it just doesn't last too long. It doesn't stay in place, and that'll be the case. The temperatures are going to start to go down, and as we see that happen, shower and thunderstorm activity is going to be developing as well. Do I see excessive rain? No, but I do see the opportunity for Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota to get some rainfall here over the next week to 10 days.
A couple of inches a week is always good during the growing season, or at least an inch during the summertime. How much rainfall do you think they'll find?
Well, I think in terms of coverage, I would say amounts of that range are a good bet over, well, let's say, 40 to 50% of the area. Amounts are going to vary as they do with the thunderstorm pattern, but most of those areas you outlined have got decent chances for measurable rain that hopefully will be close to normal amounts over the next week or so.
The state statisticians earlier in this broadcast told us, at least from Iowa, Nebraska, and Minnesota, that topsoil moisture levels had dropped dramatically, something between 15 and 20% in the last week. All of that, of course, due to the heat. That happens fairly quickly. Does it get replenished just as quickly?
Well, I think there's a chance it will, and especially with the fact that we will see temperatures turning a lot cooler. That is going to slow down evaporation rates, and I think that all in all, in 2 weeks from now, I think we'll be looking at a situation that's going to be a lot better.
How about in China? What's their crop look like at this time?
Well, they are looking at a weather pattern that is going to be a little bit on a warm and dry side here over the next week to 10 days. So those areas which have been looking at a fairly decent pattern is going to get a little bit hot and dry, and we will see a few dry concerns, especially in the central and eastern areas.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, and joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon. Be sure to visit our website. The address there is willag.org. That's willag.org. There you'll find all of our agricultural programming posted not long after it airs on our radio stations. Again, that's at willag.org. Have a smartphone. It should fit it. But if you don't like that page, try this one, M. That's M for mobile, .willag.org. M.willag.org. And you'll find an easy and quick way to listen to our programming, or if you just want to dial in, 217-333-3434. It's all part of the service for bringing markets and weather to you from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign campus and Illinois Public Media. Have a great afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.